say, hey, look, this is where we'll be. And
shut up. We're going live.
Okay. Shut up.
Shut up.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Give them 5 minutes.
Now, on with the show.
This is Mouse World Radio. Bringing the world to your world. This is Walt Disney World Today Live. Call 407-278-5WDW to get on the show. That's 407-278-5939. And now, your host, Matt Hochberg.
Thank you, Mr. Voice. And this live show of WDW Today is being sponsored by TouringPlans.com. And TouringPlans.com is your source for getting more information about how to get around Walt Disney World, Disneyland, and not wait in those long lines that really persist no matter when time of the year you're going. TouringPlans.com has things like the crowd calendar, touring plans, great informational blogs, and lots more to help you navigate those crowds, see everything you want to see, and not wait in line. Check them out right now at TouringPlans.com. And today is Sunday, October 30th, 2011, and it's the live show for October 2011. I'm Matt Hochberg of StudiosCentral.com. Joining me on today's show is Len Testa, co-author of Adventure Guide 2, Walt Disney World. Welcome to the show, Len.
How's it going, Matt?
Outstanding.
I'd like to wish a happy birthday to Scarlett, one of our researchers.
Happy birthday, Scarlett. Happy birthday, and a early happy anniversary to Mr. Mike Newell.
Happy anniversary. Thank you.
It was also Mike Newell's our other panelist on today's show, and Mike is of course runs MouseWorldRadio.com, where you can hear music like this, which is right now is the Grim Grinning Ghost, I believe, in the background, right?
No, actually, it's not.
I thought it was.
No, it was before, but you'll get a little howl for you.
Nice. How are you, Mike?
I'm good. We got power, and we held at the storm, the nor'easter, and let's get ready for reunion.
That's right. Can't wait. Also joining us on today's show is the fabulous Annette Owens, a manager of customer relations and group services for MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. Welcome, Annette.
Hey, I don't know what anybody's talking about with the snow and stuff. You know, we had a beautiful weekend here, didn't we, Lynn? Gorgeous. Well, sun out.
I was in Anaheim. It was wonderful. It was like 73. Oh,
yeah, I bet it was.
It was amazing.
Yeah,
still, it was nice here in the 50s, nice and sunny.
Beautiful. Yeah, I don't know people complain
There's
about
a reason why we live in the South, guys. Don't like the snow.
Yeah. Anyway, this is your opportunity to call in live. 407-278-5939 is the phone number. And we'll be taking your calls. And, of course, don't forget to join us on our in our live chat room with our video and other neato features. That's at live.wdwtoday.com. And phone lines are open for your calls.
And but nobody's
calling. Waiting on the first call, though, which is odd. Usually we get them right away, but that's all right.
Oh, so if you've got your... so for Halloween this year, I finally did something I've always wanted to do. I bought full-sized candy bars of everything. I've got your Twix. I've got your Milky Ways. I've got...
Oh, I'm there tomorrow night.
It's amazing. So I actually stacked them up, and it forms a pile on my entrance table. It's amazing. It's the most beautiful thing. I got gummy bears. You know what else I got? Beef jerky, because nothing.
Oh, gross.
Nothing says Halloween like beef jerky.
Here you go, kid.
Exactly. Our first caller of the night.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
Hi, who's speaking with?
Hi, this is Bob in Fort Lauderdale.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, everybody. All right, I'll get right to my point. I moved away from my computer so you don't hear me twice. I am making my first solo trip Thursday, after a lot of trips going with people. Where in the podcast archives could I find an episode on solo trips if you did one, and what tips would you have for a solo traveler who's doing his first solo trip?
Well, we've definitely done this before in the past, and actually I would recommend, and anybody who's looking to find, if you ever have this question, like Bob, like I know the guys have done an episode, or probably have done an episode about X, where do I find them rather than just going through all the episodes at www.today.com. We can go to the WDWToday wiki, which is at wdwtoday.com/wiki. There's also a link in the main title bar of our website. But anyway, over there you'll be able to find it. But going solo is definitely something that we've talked about and something we're all big fans of, right, Len?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's a chance to eat at restaurants that maybe only you like. It's a chance to ride your favorite rides. It's a chance to explore the resorts that you want to explore. It's a fabulous time.
Well, absolutely. We've done, there's lots of different episodes we've done. Yeah, there's actually a list. I'm looking at right now. Episode 919, which was solo question and answers. 726, traveling solo to an online group event. 696, traveling the world solo. Episode 547, solo traveler table service. And episode 523, solo touring. And there's others that we've done as well. So definitely some options for you. But again, Bob, you can go to wdwtoday.com/wiki, W-I-K-I, and just search for solo right there, and you'll be able to find all our back episodes on that.
All righty. Thank you.
Have fun.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Have a good time.
I will. Thank you.
I love going solo. I mean, that's not to say anything from, you know, not taking Mary or anybody, but
the day before your anniversary, you're going to say you like going solo.
Wow.
But like Matt
and
says,
you
like,
will.
I could do what I want. Oh man, I just.
All right. I know it's all right. I mean, it's not like, you know, it's like Mary hasn't, you know, stuck by you through thick and thin. Your thing works too.
I'm glad you got my back, Len.
We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Amanda from Cleveland.
Hi, Amanda.
Go Browns.
Oh. Yeah, they lost.
Did they? Really?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Way to bring that up.
Yes. Just a quick question regarding the Candlelight Processional Dinner Package. We have it booked at the beginning of December, and it says it comes with reserved seating for Illuminations. And we were wondering where that was and if it was worth like going and sitting there or if we should just find our own spot to sit.
It's right up front. If it's anything like the Food and Wine Festival packages, it's literally like the first four rows on either side of the stage. They're really good seats.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you definitely want to
order. I couldn't find anywhere that said if they were good or not. So, we'll definitely check it out then.
The Candlelight package has Illuminations?
Yeah, that's what it says. It says there's reserve seating with it.
Yeah, reserve seating for Candlelight Processional.
Yeah, but it also says that there's a reserve spot for Illuminations, too.
Is that right?
Oh, the Illuminations. Illuminations might be around Italy. For Candlelight Processional, it's right up front, the first four rows, right?
I didn't know they were doing Illuminations with those, though. Is there a package that has Illuminations in it?
Yeah, that's why it's a big surprise to me. I wasn't aware of that either. I mean, I know obviously the Candlelight seating is what you get, but Illuminations, that's news to me.
Yeah, I thought it was listed on Ollier's website saying that you got reserve seating.
Okay.
Let me check that out real quick. Maybe one of us is drinking.
No, but if that's the case, then that package is so worth it.
Yeah, I was always worth it anyway, to avoid that line.
That you get guaranteed seating at the American Gardens Theater and for viewing of Illuminations Reflection of Earth.
Yeah, and people in the chat room are backing you up on this, so
wow, how about right.
that? Cool. All right, thanks for the info. Guess we learned something today.
All right.
So they're going to the front. Okay. They're going to the front and looking at it back towards the American, towards the world.
Right.
So we get stumped on the second call. That's great.
Yeah. Wow, it's been a long night.
That's an improvement, man. Wait, it's like a record for us.
An hour and 52 minutes left. Woo!
Nice.
I guess I'll check it out and see what it is.
What dates are you going, Amanda?
We will be there December 3rd through the 11th.
We'll see you there.
During reunion.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, definitely during reunion. We're going to try to make some stuff. So.
What restaurant did you get?
Via Napoli for lunch.
Okay, cool.
Sweet.
Yeah, that is nice.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the best things they serve there, according to my daughter, is the eye candy.
Wah, wah.
Oh, boy.
Just saying.
Sorry, man. This is Amanda's call.
That's okay. That's all I had, though. So
we'll see you in December.
We look forward to seeing you in December.
Yay.
Hopefully.
Awesome.
Cool. Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. 407. 278-5939. And we have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Claire.
Hey, Claire.
Hey, Claire.
Hey, Claire. Claire Bear. Yeah.
How are you?
I'm sorry. I'm good. Sorry, guys. I was dealing with the... I couldn't hear.
Yes. Should be fixed now.
Yeah, you're good.
Matt broke it.
And now I'm turning it down. So. I have a quick question. On the day of the studios meet, it's scheduled to close early.
Yes.
And we have a person that is like crazy American Idol fan and was wanting to try out for the show. But my question is, I know the last time we were there, I was actually in the show, and it's usually later in the day. So I was wondering if they're even going to be doing that for that day.
It's a really good question, because usually the finale show is at 7 o'clock, and the park is closing very early. There's a park buyout that day, and it's closing. There's not going to be any Osborne lights that night, if anyone's thinking that night.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was actually going to be my second question.
No, there won't be, because it's closing, I think, like 5 o'clock, which is, again, really
right.
early. And they're doing that because there's a private party that bought out the park, which must be nice.
Yeah.
But at any rate, I'm sure they're still going to be running the attraction. They're not going to close it all down. They may or may not have a finale show, and how that works in terms of, like, do you have any aspirations of actually winning the golden ticket and that all that, that's a different story. If you're just interested in competing and just having a good time, obviously you'll still be able to do that, I think. But the question is, what happens on a night like where, what happens with the golden ticket and the finale show? They possibly could just move the finale show up earlier. And I don't know the answer to that, but what I can do is, if you tweet me, next Sunday when I'm in the studios, I'll stop by and ask one of the cast members and see what they have to say about that.
Okay, cool.
So cool. I wish I could give you
That'll
some
be great. Question.
Yeah, no problem. Cool.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 407-278-5939 is our number. And hey, we want to also do a quick tease tonight. We're going to be announcing something... Some new news. That's right. A new event from WWE Today, not related to Reunion. That's coming up in 2012. So you're going to want to stay tuned.
What?
That information. That's right.
I'm dying to hear what this is.
That'll be coming up later in the show. So stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, I would tell you right now, but we have a caller on the line. Gosh darn it.
Oh, darn it.
I don't want to have the callers have to wait any longer than they have to. So without further ado, it's our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, Tom from Baltimore.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, quick question on crowds and how it affects some of the more popular restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about going in the middle of February, right before the big President's Day weekend.
Yep.
There's like twos and threes most of that time frame. Like, if I wanted to go to La Cellier as a solo, would I be better off getting the room now and getting reservations as soon as possible still, or... would I have a shot at least of if I decided on the spur to go to La Cellier?
Well, you should be able to get reservations now for it, right?
No. I mean, if I have a last minute late can't. Let's say I. Yeah. Is it easier to get a walk up reservation? That's the way I should have put the question.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, Jimmy, just from an odds perspective, right? The fewer people there are in the park, the better your chances of getting a walk up. You know, if you are going to try for a walk up, though, you might want to get there like what 4:30, as early as possible.
Okay.
And then if you could simultaneously profess your love for Celine Dion and look hungry, I think that would go a long way.
But okay, then. But even if I decided, let's say, a week or two before, I would still be able to do this. Because I'm doing this on a tight budget, and I want to do one table service meal, and I want to make that meal something special. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're not going to get I don't think you're going to get a call-in reservation. Your only chance, I think, right now is probably walk-up.
Okay. Gotcha. Thank you.
The thing is,
it doesn't hurt, Lynn. It really doesn't hurt to keep calling in.
No, yeah, go ahead and call. Yeah, I mean that's the thing.
I've picked up some reservations from people canceling, but it's you just have to be the lucky person that calls in right after it cancels.
And for the record, I did the online reservation the other day for a reunion for La Cellier, and it took my credit card. It did ask for the whole $10 per person for no shows.
Yeah, Signature Restaurant, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but the online version is doing it, so.
Oh, yeah.
They've already started. I think Monday they started it.
Yeah, the 26th, right?
Right. So they did take my credit card.
And they definitely want you to, they definitely want that deposit.
Yep. So you're better off doing the solo, the walk-up, because if you decide you don't want to go, then you don't have to pay that $10 fee.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you very much for the advice.
Thanks for calling in.
Have a great time.
You too.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. And again, don't forget to join us in our chat room. It's at live.wwda.com. It's a lot of fun. It gets a new opportunity to really be an interactive part of the show, because in the chat room, people are discussing what we're talking about and sharing some information. You already heard one of our questions was actually answered better in the chat room. So it's kind of cool that we get some help from the people in the chat room there. So big shout out to everyone who's helping us out and sharing their advice, information, and experiences with us. And that's, of course, all the chat, the live video, all that's available at live.wdwtoday.com.
Except Medina. Thanks. If Medina's in there,
you don't count.
407-278-5939, our phone number. You know, people planning their trips coming up. Yeah, reunions, obviously, the big topic for a lot of people. That's coming up in less than 40 days. It's getting close. Less than a month, almost.
38 days, I checked.
Yeah, it's great. I can't wait.
The desserts are bacon.
But, you know, but tomorrow is, of course, Halloween. And, you know, in Disney's view, after tomorrow, it's full speed ahead Christmas until February 24th, when they finally take off the lights. So, you know, it's if you're looking forward to perhaps a trip later this year, or even, you know, early next year, marathon, already looking at that, perhaps.
Yep.
This is your opportunity to call in, 407-278-5939, our phone number. And Len, actually, you're just back from Disneyland, isn't that right?
I literally got back about 3 hours ago, a little less than 3 hours ago.
Nice. We'll dive into that in just a little bit after our next call. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Suzanne. This is PGHWDW girl.
Hey, Suzanne.
Hoo-ah.
How are you?
Outstanding.
I was wondering, I'm heading down Saturday, and I'm going to be by myself, and I wondered what you thought of doing a Christmas party alone.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why wouldn't you? Let me ask that question first.
Well, I just feel like maybe all the excitement wouldn't be as exciting. By myself, I don't know.
No, I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
And well, you've done it solo, haven't you?
Sure. I've done almost every party solo at one time or another.
Just think of it
as another day at the parks, but it's at night and it's all decorated differently. That's the only difference.
Yeah. Different fireworks,
right.
But
I mean, you know, it'd be like any going solo any other time. You know, on a Tuesday afternoon, it's the same thing.
But now you get cookies.
And you get cookies.
And you get cookies, exactly. Exactly.
Whenever you want, not when everybody else wants.
Right, absolutely.
Exactly. That's a good point. And then as far as tickets, I didn't get one in advance. How can I get it like from concierge at the resort or?
Yeah,
you can always order it in advance. I mean, you can order on the phone, like even when you're driving there or, you know, after like on Magical Express or whatever. I mean, you really should try to purchase in advance, because by purchasing in advance over the park is that you get a slight discount, but every dollar helps, right?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, get a And it avoids it saves a walk if they're sold out. I don't think they're going to be sold out, but
right,
yeah.
So I guess the ticket would come in time then, or how does that work? Since I'm
do will call. You go pick
will
it up
call?
At the yeah the box.
Oh,
office.
Will call. Okay.
Yeah. So just all like right, a regular well, question.
Yeah, you'll print something right. out. They'll send you something to print out. You print that out and take it with you.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Well, that works fantastically then.
Yeah, all taking right, the chat room is asking. No problem. Tank in the chat room is asking how many tickets they sell for these parties. I mean, Disney doesn't publicize it, but Len, I mean, I think the cap is somewhere in the ballpark of what, 20, 30,000?
Yeah, it used to be Disney would cap it at 25,000 for each event. Although I have heard this year they lifted the cap on some of the later not so scary Halloween events where there was no cap.
Right.
And I don't know if you want to pay that much money to be in a park with 40,000 other people.
No.
For example, that's crazy.
Not for a few hours. Yeah.
I mean, that's just another day, right?
Right.
That's just another day in the park, yeah.
Absolutely. 407-278-5939. And Len, how was your trip to Disneyland? What tell us a little bit about a highlight of your trip.
It was a lot of fun. It was Scarlett's birthday. We walked around the park a little bit with Sam Genoway. We
name drop.
Had dinner. I'd never had dinner before. It's Steakhouse 55. That was very good. Okay. And then we had dinner at the Wine Country Trattoria one day. It was good. It was a lot of fun.
Good. I'm glad to hear it was a good trip.
Thanks.
And then, yeah, so that just off that trip, and you literally just flew in today.
And boy, my arms are tired.
Thank you.
Thank you for the setup.
407-278-5939. So if you've got your questions, comments, trip planning, you know, call in with your thoughts. And, it's not just, you know, a lot of times we peg this as, you know, call in with your questions and you hear a lot of questions. But certainly if you've got comments about some of the episodes we've done recently, some hot topics out there in terms of Disney World planning or in general, I mean, you know, call in and share them with us. We'd love to hear people's comments and feedback. I mean, dining plan, how about that? You know, it's something that we're always discussing, and it's definitely a topic that a lot of people have lots of opinions on. So call in with your opinion. Let us know. I mean, it's always good to hear other people's thoughts on matters. So,
except Medina.
Our next call is Medina, exactly. Next call is on the line. Hi, who's on the line with us?
Hi, this is Stephanie from Savannah.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hi, my question is, I have a large family, and we're going to be purchasing an annual pass for the first time. It's myself, my husband, my daughter who's 5, and 2-year-old triplets.
Wow.
Wow.
We've already gone once as a whole large family when the boys this past June, and we stayed in one room at the Poly and actually had a great time, and we all fit. But now with the annual pass, we're trying to figure out what are some good places to stay with a party of 6. Although the caveat being that 3 are technically infants in Disney's eyes.
Whenever you get above, you know, maybe 5 people and money is an object, I always tend to defer to recommending something like a vacation home off property. The value of them is just amazing, especially for the space and everything. Because your other alternative is you're looking at maybe getting a larger unit, like one of the DVC resorts, for instance. But the price for those tends to be so much more, I feel, than the vacation homes. And to me, I'd rather have the space and better amenities for less price. Like, that's how I look at it. If you want to stay on property, you're looking at options like, you know, like I just mentioned, the DVC units or getting 2 rooms. In either case, I think regardless, it just seems to me like it's just in a very expensive proposition compared to the vacation home.
Yeah. Right. And I didn't know if they would guarantee rooms. Obviously, with 3 infants, we'd need them to be connecting rooms. I know they say that's hard to guarantee.
Right, right. And, you know, with a vacation home, I mean, you could have 3 bedrooms for each one can have their own bedroom if you wanted.
Exactly. one for each child and a nanny, right?
Yeah, exactly. You can be the nanny.
Really? Because they haven't let me around children in so long. It would be a thrill.
She doesn't know you very well. No.
Ever since the incident. Oh, my God. That'd be great. Just kidding. It was more of a thing rather than an incident.
Okay.
Yeah, vacation home.
Get back from midday break, the vacation home is close enough. You think we could be able to take a good midday break and come back?
Yeah, I mean, the only one really is the Magic Kingdom, where it's a little bit difficult in terms of transportation. But like to the Animal Kingdom, I think most of the All Star Vacation Homes are, you know, 10 or 15 minutes from there. It may actually be faster than waiting for a bus. This last week, so a couple today I got back from Disneyland, but last weekend I was in Disney World, and dude, I'm telling you, I waited 40 minutes for a bus back to Caribbean Beach.
Wow,
40 minutes.
Yeah.
Driving would be good.
Yeah, but and of course I mean, Len mentioned it. All Star Vacation Homes is our preferred vacation home. They are a sponsor, so you need to put that out there. But I would definitely check that out. I really believe. And of course, we should mention, while we're mentioning sponsors, MEI Mouse Fan Travel can book that for you if you're feeling, you know, one less thing to do. Let someone else do the work for you, right?
Yeah, they actually booked the next trip, our first one with our annual pass in February. So
nice. And you know, I was gonna say just from a mom's perspective. You stayed at the Poly, and you know how your family fit in the Poly. The Poly and the Contemporary rooms are about the same size. So, you know, if you wanted to stay in one room, those would be your top choices right there. For and then you're on the monorail. Sorry, guys. You're on the monorail, so it'd be easy to kind of split up when the older one wants to stay in the park and the younger one's going to come back. But it is going to be slightly crowded. just because, mm-hmm. I mean, they are infants, so definitely right. you'd be able to put them in there. But, you know, I don't know. If I was going to have to do that, though, one room, that's the two I would choose.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you.
407-278-5939, our number, and another call right after that. Hi, who's online with us?
Hi, this is Jan from Michigan.
Hey, Jan.
Hi. Jan. I'm so excited to come down to my first reunion. So
yeah.
I'm counting down the days. 30-something or other now.
Awesome.
38
days. It's going to be so much fun.
So what I'm wondering is, I think you guys have talked about this before, but of course now that it's me, I'm going to be checking into the beach club, and I'm using DVC points. And I'm wondering if you guys recommend that I do that online check-in, or should I just, do you think I'd have a better chance at a better room when I just get there and go up to the desk?
Go ahead, Lynette. I was going to say, I only went to Annette because Annette, like, lives at the beach club. Whenever she goes to Disney World, it's like beach club. So.
Okay, wait a minute. That's Becky. That's not Annette.
Aren't you two the same, really?
We are two different people.
Interesting.
You know, I have heard tell either way on room request. I think the big thing is just when you're there at check-in, when they're handing you the key, you want to check it then. If it's not where you want, you want to check it then. You want to tell them then, get it fixed while you're standing at the front desk before you go to the room.
Len, what's your take on
that? Oh, that's a good idea.
Versus regular check-in.
I agree. It's one of those things where if you don't get the right room, you're going to go back in line anyway, and you just wasted the time. It's plus, you never know what that personal contact you could get. You know, it could get bumped up. You could get, you could get something else. So.
I hadn't thought about that part.
Yeah, so it's a couple extra minutes, but, well, you know.
That's a good point. I didn't even think of that.
Right. Well, it really is. Have them show you on a map where it's at and look and see if that's where you're wanting. Because I used to say this all the time when I was booking clients. It's a lot easier to deal with it at the front desk. Once you've gone into the room and you've been there for 20, 30 minutes, they don't know exactly what you've done in the room.
Right.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
They might have to re-clean it, that kind of thing. So it's better to just kind of take care of it when you're at the front desk.
Cool. Okay. That sounds good. I'll just go with traditional then. My other question is, my adult daughter is going to be with me for part of the time, and she really would like to go over to see Harry Potter. So mm-hmm. Do you know if there's any shuttles from Disney over, from the resort over to Universal Studios, or should we rent a car?
I think Mears has a shuttle, which is $16 per person.
Right.
Not bad. So is that round trip or one way?
I believe it's round let me look. I believe it's round trip.
I thought, Annette, didn't they have, maybe it's just for resort guests, but didn't Universal used to run a shuttle from that would pick up at Disney?
They did. Now they have an option that you can get a ticket that includes the transfers with it when you buy the ticket through Universal.
Okay. People in the chat room are saying round trip, Len. Dan Hansen, Sir Owen, Disney.
See, I thought it was until Lynn made that noise like that, and then I was like,
I thought it was too. I just
that's just Len being. Len wants to make sure he gives out the right answer, so he's just double checking.
Yeah. And people, Murfinator 2000 says Mears will pick you up and drop you off at your resort. So it seems like Mears is definitely the way to go.
Good.
Okay, that's awesome. So I could just book that through Mears.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can probably do it online right now.
Online. Yeah.
Excellent.
Do it now.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you at reunion.
Yay. Bye.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. And thank you, Becky. It's MearsTransportation.com. And you
Hi,
can book
Becky.
That as an option as well. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. And, call in with your questions, comments, whatever they may be. Lots to talk about this evening. And, of course, we've got that big announcement coming up in the a little bit later, perhaps in the show.
Lynn just can't wait.
I'm so excited.
Forget Lynn. I want to know what it is, too.
It's a good one.
Is
I'm
it?
I'm excited where this will be. Oh, yeah.
You're such a tease.
407-278-5939. Actually, speaking of reunion, Annette, you know, I was surprised. I guess I'm not that surprised, but I read today
oh, <no. laughs>
that Pop Century's completely sold out for reunion.
Yes, for a group space it is. If somebody's still looking a room, it's hit or miss. It depends on your dates and, you know, if somebody's canceled before you. It's kind of like when we were talking about the dining arrangements before.
Yes.
If somebody is canceled, you might can snag a room for you. But, you know, if you're planning on going to reunion, you really need to go in and get that room. So I know that sounds like a huge plug, but you really need to get that room. It's a busy time with Pop Warner and reunion coming in.
And are you saying there's no walk-ups to Pop? No walk-up reservation? No, nothing?
I don't know. Would you like to try that and report back to us?
No, I'll be sleeping on the ground.
Would you like to sleep
Wilderness.
In your car?
No, I did that at Fort Wilderness. I'm not doing that again.
We have our
Freeze
next caller.
Code.
We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who's online with us?
Hey, this is Jeff from Alexandria, Virginia.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, what do you guys recommend for a rental car company? I'm never rented a car down there before, and I'm trying to figure out which company to go with.
What would you do? You normally rent cars from anyone?
I have never rented a car on property before, so this is the first time.
And are you primarily interested in cost, budget? What things are you? Convenience, service,
cost, and reliability.
I think all the cars are going to be reliable. Let me check.
Yeah, I mean, if you rent from any of the major companies, it's fine. If I was in your situation, what I would do, and I recommend a lot of people, is always just do like Priceline. Bid your own price, find lowest price you can get. I mean, you don't really care which company it is. And quite frankly, the major companies, I think, are all pretty equal. Like, I really can't think. I mean, Newell, you read from a lot of companies. I mean, is there one company you don't like?
No, they're equally annoying, you know. You know, Dollar
I mean,
is just...
I use Dollar, the big thing is I want somebody that I can just walk right out and grab the car and go.
That's the key. And Dollar's right across the...
Actually, Dollar's not. You have to go to the counter.
Right.
To get it. So,
well, if you've got
National and Alamo are two where you can walk out and get the car. And if you go into mousesavers.com, they'll list discount codes that you can use. And Alamo generally gives very good discount codes.
Oh.
The thing I would say about Alamo that you have to watch is you'll enter the discount codes and the website page will flip, but it doesn't show you the actual discounted rate till the very last page.
Okay.
Something else to kind of pop in and just say is once you've booked your car, keep checking the rates because there are all sorts of special codes that come out, and sometimes you can get an upgrade for less. Just so you know, with Dollar, you can walk out and get your car. It's real quick. Grab it if you've got Dollar Express.
A lot of people in the chat room. A lot of people in the chat room are like National, and some other people are talking about Alamo. So those two companies seem to be standing out quite a bit. I mean, quite frankly, I think any of the major corporations are fine. I would stay away from Payless or Easy Rent-A-Car or A&M or those non-national brands. I wouldn't do that. There's no reason to use them.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
Sorry to laugh. I heard Payless and immediately thought shoes. I didn't even think cars.
another blonde moment.
I have to get new boots for reunion. I got to start looking.
Yes, don't forget, if you're meeting Annette for the first time, look down. You'll see she is wearing heels in the park. It never ceases to amaze me that the woman wears heels. I mean, all right, I guess it works for you, Annette, but geez.
It works for me. That was funny when I saw you, the summer, and I was in flops and you
I flip flops. I never seen that.
Yeah. Was it reunion?
407-278-5939. Hi, who's online with us?
Hi, this is Maureen. How are you?
Hi, Maureen.
Hi, Maureen.
Hi. I have a lot of questions for you guys. I've been listening to the show for about a year and a half now, planning this big first family trip. And we're about 2 weeks away from it now, so I have like a laundry list of like last minute details that I'm stressing about and all these little things. So I just wanted to kind of run them by you and see
sure,
you guys can help with them. So the first question that I have is about going to Magic Kingdom. I know that it's not recommended to drive to Magic Kingdom, but I was thinking, can we drive? We're staying on property. Can we drive to the Contemporary or Polynesian Park and then just jump on the monorail, or you don't recommend that either?
Well, Disney would tell you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
Go ahead, Lon.
No, you just you can't park, because if everyone did it, there wouldn't be enough parking spots. There are actually signs out front that that say you can't park there.
There you go.
Okay, but what if we have an ATR there?
Then you can, yeah.
Okay.
We actually did a show about this, what was it, Newell, like a couple months ago?
Yeah.
We talked about the morality of a situation like this. It's a very moral question. It's not the question of can you, it's the question, I think, if you, or should you, rather.
Right.
But anyway, I mean, if you have an ADR, yes, you're more than welcome to park there for your reservation. And then if you happen to go to the park, that's a whole different question. But so there you go. We'll leave it at that.
Got it. The other question is about the morning show that they do for drop. Mm-hmm. Do they do that for Extra Magic morning hours? Or do they do it, like, if it's 8 o'clock, extra magic morning hours, do they do it then, or do they wait till 9 o'clock when it's regular operating hours?
I believe they do it for Extra Magic hours, like at 8 o'clock instead of 9 o'clock, right?
I think they do too, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. The other thing, and this is kind of all geared towards Len now, I've been messing around with my touring plans a lot, just trying to finalize things and figure things out. And I'm running into some issues.
Okay.
One of the issues that we're having is that we're traveling with just our one son. He's 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to be going to the parks early. We're morning people, so we're going to go early for extra magic hours and then come back for a nap and then go back to the park.
Mm-hmm.
Around what time should we be going back to the park? And if so, or what... where in the touring plan should we, like, jump in?
Okay. Which touring plans are you looking at? The ones for parents with small children?
Yes.
Yeah, so those should have breaks around lunchtime. So typically we think lunch is somewhere between 11 and 12 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And we typically allow 3 to 4 hours for a break. Depending on when you go, like if the park's closing at 7, you probably don't want to leave at noon for a 4-hour break.
Okay.
Because that's 40% of your day gone. If the park's open later than 7, though, stretch it out to 4 hours. Because when you take into account transportation to and from the park, you know, you're looking at an hour, 90 minutes there, door to door, to the Magic Kingdom.
My thing is to be still plan on that amount of time.
To the Magic Kingdom, yeah, but to the other parks, maybe 30 minutes. A good nap is 2 hours, right? So that gives you an hour or so to play with, to kind of take a shower, grab something to eat, grab a snack, do whatever, just hang out without having to go back. 4 hours is good.
Okay, and then my other concern was, in doing this, I feel like we're going to be missing the afternoon parades.
It's not that good.
So, and that's what I'm trying to, that's kind of where I'm stuck. It's like, well.
Yeah. Are you going to see the evening parades?
Yeah, but I'm looking at, like, Hollywood Studios doesn't do an evening parade in either. Well, I'm thinking, for example, the Animal Kingdom parade and the Hollywood Studios parade. We are going to be at Magic Kingdom for the nighttime parade. So, I guess it's not a big deal if we miss the afternoon parade for that one.
I know Matt loves the studios, but I think Matt will agree with me that the studios parade right now is nothing special.
No, it's really awful.
Okay.
The Animal Kingdom parade. Yeah, the Animal Kingdom parade. You could kind of, if you wanted to stay all day, because after the parade you're done, right?
Yeah.
You could kind of, if you wanted to gut that one out and just stay in the park there, you could do that. That would work.
Okay. And then my other question about touring plans is.
Mm-hmm.
Doing the touring plans for Hollywood Studios and the shows, like, how does, maybe just magically all works, but I'm looking because the shows are at different times. So how do you just follow the plan and make sure that you're getting to the show?
When are you going? When's your trip?
We're going the 13th through the 20th of November.
The easiest way to do it is to look at, grab a times guide when you walk into the park.
Mm-hmm.
And see, like, when we get to this step, for example, midway through the day, where we say, "Sea Lights Motor Action." If you're somewhere near the back lot and there's an upcoming show of lights, motor action within, you know, 20 minutes or so, go get in line for the show. If the show is more than like 20 minutes away, like let's say it's at half an hour or 40 minutes away, then just continue with the plan. There's some balancing that you're going to have to do with the with the shows, but that's generally speaking, when we do the plan, there should be a show around the time, give or take 20 minutes, when you're in that area of the park.
Okay. Great.
So for example, if you're looking at the standard one-day plan for the studios,
yeah,
we say things like, you know, for Indiana Jones, if the next show is within 25 minutes, get in line now. Otherwise, you'll continue on to the next step, and then you'll just keep an eye on the times for the shows.
Okay.
Yeah, with the Hollywood Studio shows, what I recommend is you're going to have to call a lot of audibles, I think, because the schedule varies so much in terms of how many shows there are per day, and different shows have different rates of shows. Like, Voyage of the Lunar Mermaid has a show continuously every, like, 20 minutes, right? But Indiana Jones only has, like, 5 shows a day. Last Adventures actually only has 2 shows a day. So, you know, trying to work that in, there isn't going to ever be a touring plan that could ever work unless Len personalized it for every single day, because, you know, it's so hard to plan. So for a lot of the times, like Len mentioned with this Lights, Motors, Action example, I think what you'll have to do is kind of just, you know, do your best to take a look at the schedule, prioritize the shows that have the least amount of shows, so like performances rather. So Lights, Motors, Action and Indiana Jones and Beauty and the Beast are shows you're going to want to prioritize because there's only so many shows of them versus, like, you know, Voyage of the Little Mermaid, you can squeeze that in almost any time of the day because there's so many performances of it.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that we're doing, we're going for 7 days, so we kind of just split our days into half days. So mm-hmm. we have, like, 4 half days at Hollywood Studios and 4 half days at Magic Kingdom to kind of work those things in. If we miss something, we can do it at the other day, and they're mixed match. So, like, one day we're opening at Hollywood Studios, and then another day we're going to Hollywood Studios after NAC because we have Park Hopper, so it's not a big deal for us to do that.
Okay.
So I'm hoping doing that, that'll help that little situation. The other question that I had was, I heard in a previous episode about people having a hard time parking at Animal Kingdom that were arriving for morning extra magic hours.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's still an issue or...
The parking lot doesn't... sometimes doesn't open until 15 minutes before the park does. Your best bet is to get there, still get there, you know, 30 minutes ahead of time, so you're at least at the front of that line. I don't recall the last time I got to the Animal Kingdom and drove.
You could have ended that sentence right there, Lon. I don't remember the last time I was at the Animal Kingdom.
No. It's no one's complained about it recently. Let's put it that way.
Okay. All right. So should we still plan on driving for extra magic?
If you don't have to, no, just take the bus.
So just take the bus then?
Yeah, take the bus. Yeah, because you reduce the risk, and buses definitely go through.
Okay. All right, so then we'll do that. And so then we'll take the bus for going to Magic Kingdom and then for going to Animal Kingdom for extra magic hours.
Yep, that sounds good.
Okay. Cool. One last thing. The Kiss Goodnight, do they do that every night?
Pretty much.
At Magic Kingdom?
I can't think of why they wouldn't do it. They might. Why wouldn't they do it?
Yeah. No, they pretty much do it every night. I mean, there might be a situation where, like, I don't know, the guy...
Yeah.
They have to do maintenance and, you know...
Yeah, most nights. It's going to happen most nights.
Yeah, I would bet on it.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Oh, and sorry. I'm looking at the crowd calendar right now for the week that we're going, and I saw something that just kind of really jumped at me that was really bizarre. On the last day that we're there... there are really hot crowds on Magic Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, and Animal Kingdom. Then Epcot is really low. And I was wondering if that was a glitch or that really is what it's projected to be.
What's your last day?
The 20th, November 20th.
Okay, hold on. Let's look at the 19th.
So I know that's like the Sunday before Thanksgiving. I know that people probably be going in a lot that day, but I just found it to be bizarre.
I'm gonna hum the theme to Jeopardy one.
Yeah, I mean it's mm-hmm. based on what's happened in the past. I understand the question, but if it's that confusing, send an email to us and we'll have Fred explain it if he can.
Okay, so then I should basically, should I plan on going to Epcot that day because the crowds are so much higher?
I would. I mean, 2.3 versus 6, 8s, and 9s, definitely.
Okay, got it. All right, well, thank you so much, guys. You guys have been a great help on planning this first trip.
Thank you for calling. And this was great about these live shows. Because if you emailed that onto the regular show, we wouldn't be able to take all those questions, unfortunately. So thank you for calling into the live show and being a part of the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
And we wouldn't get to those questions till 2 years after she got back.
Yeah, exactly. She gets back. That too. next on the line, we've got Kim from Pittsburgh. Hey, Kim.
Kim.
Hey, go Steelers.
Beat those Patriots.
Well. Poor Scopa couldn't watch the game.
That's why he didn't show up.
He was powerful.
That's why he's not here tonight.
No, I know. I guess he's still in the dark up there, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I had a question about when I check in at Port Orleans Riverside. I've never stayed there before. I'm hoping to get a rehabbed room. My question is, my flight doesn't get in till like 3:45. I'm taking Magical Express. Are there going to be any rehabbed rooms left when I get there? I'm coming in on a Friday.
Maybe.
A nice firm maybe from Annette.
I know. I'm sorry. It all depends on who checked in before you and what they requested. Because some people won't ask for the refurbed rooms. They'll ask for rooms close to something else. It really is, I would recommend maybe calling in a couple of days before and just, you know, I'm coming in, I'm going to be coming in a little later. You know, is there anything I can do just to make sure that you know at the resort I want a refurbished room?
I'd like a refurbed room, preferably in Magnolia Terrace, because that's closest to, of course, the main building and such for the food and that. And... Okay. Because I know they finished Acadia,
right?
And Magnolia Terrace, and they're working on Alligator Bayou now. But those rooms are the furthest.
Yeah, those are
right now.
Yeah, they could be.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. I mean, I hate to. I wish I could say, oh yes, and this is what you do to get it. There's no way. Obviously, the earlier you get in the day, the better.
Right.
You're asking for like that, but I would obviously just call in a couple of days before. Just to make sure
yeah,
the request downloaded from the system to the resort, because that doesn't always happen.
Right. So, yeah, maybe I will give them a call like on Tuesday or Wednesday, because unfortunately the first nonstop of the day doesn't leave Pittsburgh until 1:30. So it, and I do prefer nonstops when I can get them.
I understand that. So
I don't trust airlines with my baggage. but I'm looking forward to seeing everybody at reunion.
Absolutely.
So I will definitely see you all there.
Cool. Guys, thanks, Kim.
Yeah.
Thanks. Have a good night.
Bye, Kim.
Bye-bye. 407-278-5939. And always good to hear from some of our longtime listeners like Kim, who's been not just a longtime listener, but also a longtime live show-er, whatever that is.
Live show-er?
Participator. Live show-er. There you go. Next call on the line. Hi, who are we talking to?
This is Brian from Dayton, Ohio.
Hey, Brian.
How you guys doing tonight?
Outstanding.
Well, I've got a quick question for you regarding tickets. I think this year I'm going to have an opportunity both to go to Disneyland and down to Disney World. And I know Disney has this premium annual pass that works in both places, but that's like $750. And I was wondering if they still had at least a couple years ago I thought I heard that if you had a hopper pass, non-expiring hopper pass from Disney World, that Disneyland sometimes would honor that and, you know, for taking off a day's admission, would give you admission to Disneyland Park. I was curious if that was still the case or not.
Sorry, what was that? What kind of ticket?
The Disney World tickets. The Disney World tickets. Are they still allowing them to use them at Disney?
Oh, yeah. It's just not a good deal. But, yeah, you could do it. You can't go back.
Well,
you can use the world. You can use the... What do you have, 2 days?
Yeah, I'm probably the other 2 days. What I didn't want to do is I didn't want to spend $750 for the passes for both for Disneyland and Disney World. But if I get like a 10-day hopper for a few times, I'm going to be down Disney World. Is there kind of use any of those days? If I have to be out of Disneyland versus buying, I think it's I can get like about $150 for a 2-day hopper out there. So
yeah, you'll probably have to get the no expiration option, right?
Yeah, okay. I can get a 10-day no expiration. Is that like around $300 and something or? especially if it's just like one park day.
A ten day home. No, hold on. Let me check real quick. Hold on.
I was curious, does Disneyland still honor, a hopper or a non-expiration ticket from Disney World?
Yeah, they do. Hold on one sec.
They do. Okay.
Now let me just look with him and see how much there is with the no expiration option. $523.95. How many days were you planning?
Yeah. So what is it? If you just got the instead of like hopper, but if you got a non-expiration base ticket, but one park per day.
Yeah, it's not a hopper. It's a base ticket. That's $523.95.
Okay, $523. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to weigh out the options if they still are there or not. Because I only get $750. That's a chunk of change.
Yeah. Yep. Now, if you got an 8-day pass, right? So an 8-day world pass without the no expiration option, so an expiring, it's only $293.
Okay.
So that's what, 300? It's cheap. Might be cheaper to get the 8-day than the 2-day at Disneyland.
Okay.
Because of the no expiration option. Let me just look at that one more time just to make sure. $292. So three. Yeah, it's cheaper to buy an 8-day for World, and a 2-day at Land.
At Land. Okay.
Yep.
Well, I thank you very much for your analysis.
No, no problem. You're welcome. So, yeah, you'd save about $80 doing that. Yeah, cool.
That'll work.
Cool. Thanks.
All right, thanks a lot. And go see
Ron.
Thanks. Look up today. Good.
See, you should have said that first before anything else.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. And we were actually, during that call in the chat room, we were discussing the merits of Waffle House. And
yeah, I know.
Come on, people. Waffle House is awesome.
Are we doing an impromptu Waffle House meet?
Oh, I think we should.
Absolutely. I think we should, yes. Becky would love to go to that. She loves Waffle House.
She loves it. She doesn't like it. She loves
she
it.
She loves it.
You know who else likes Waffle House?
Who's that?
Chris Heliopoulos.
He does.
He
loves
does.
Waffle House.
Really?
He had some of the best faces there. He just was loving it.
It must have been so good that he was making that frowny face the whole time. I think Chris would rather be at the dentist than be in Waffle House. That's how bad he hates it.
We have our next caller on the line, but I like the Waffle House meat. Let's do that. Next caller on the line, though. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, it's Beth from Ackworth, Georgia.
Hey, Beth.
Beth, I hear you calling.
Hey, Beth.
The land of Waffle Houses.
Woo! Let's move.
I was calling, actually just popped in on the chat room under Georgia Peaches. So hi again, Emily. I said hi to her when I was down in September and had
what about us?
It was great. We had a 8-day trip. It was my parents and 4 kids and my husband and I. So I called on a live show for some tips, and I thought I'd kind of do a very, very brief update on some things that stood out to me that I didn't have in any of my planning. So it would be some of those things that you may not really know is going to happen until you're there kind of thing. One of which was, shockingly, not being able to find a regular-sized plush Mickey anywhere in Walt Disney World.
A regular-sized plush Mickey?
Yes. Like, I was going to buy that for my 3-year-old's first. You know, he didn't have a Mickey Mouse, so I was like, I'm going to get it when we're in Disney as one of the souvenirs.
Uh-huh.
They had a ton of Minis, and these are kind of, to me, the standard size that you would get, you know, most kids would have in as a teddy bear or whatever. They had a lot of small ones. They had the really, really big ones. But I would go in, and I noticed once we started asking and all the shops were out, finally somebody said, we don't think there's any in the whole property. But I would notice that in windows, like I think the Main Street Emporium, there would be a ton of the size I was looking for in Minis all lined up in the window, but you couldn't find any Mickey. So my mom ends up buying one while we're down there at Winn-Dixie. and it worked, you know. He's just as snuggly as the other ones. But anyway, I thought that was kind of bizarre. The other thing, you know, we did the ADRs, and I was really planned and everything, and I thought I'd mention how, you know, you check in at the podium, and I did that, and even though we were 10 minutes late, you know, I said my piece, and I kind of felt like I can't be too pushy because maybe, you know, some people would be bumped ahead of us if we were late. Well, we started noticing that more and more people were getting seated after we'd been there about 15, 20 minutes. And my husband had said something, and they were like, oh, you'll get called up. Well, I finally go up, and it turns out that even though I had given my information and had answered the standard questions they ask when you check in, I didn't come up in the system when they looked at my at the check-in. So I guess the point would be, you know, if you've been waiting any length of time that seems longer than you think, go and say something, because it was the day we went for an 8 a.m. ADR at Hollywood Studios, and it ended up backfiring as far as getting in. You know, we ended up not getting into the park really until after, you know, like 9:30 or so, because of being seated so late. But once they saw the error, they were really accommodating and they seated us right away. But I thought that was kind of weird.
Yeah, you can just, you know, just frame it correctly. Don't be like, hey, how come I haven't been seated? Darn it. You know, like, you know, go up there and be like, hey, just wanted to make sure, you know, we were, you know, still in the system. You haven't forgotten about us. Uh-huh.
And I think that's what my husband thought he was doing, and he was starting to get antsy, and my dad, you know, it's kind of like people are starting to get grumpy, and I was like, great. And the hostess, when she seated us, she's the one that kind of corrected the problem, and she was so apologetic, and she's like, well, thank you so much for being understanding. And I'm like, you know, it's Disney World. I mean, you know, you kind of don't want to be like sourpuss the whole time, but that was probably the one little glitch we had in all of our, you know, dining plans and all that. But another thing that was really interesting was we did the Halloween party, and that was our first time, and I thought it was awesome. We had a great time. We took advantage of getting in early, so we went at 4:30 and stayed till it closed. So, but I never considered, when you're watching the parade, you know, I'd read tips on like where you should try to sit and to make sure you're there for the Headless Horseman, but My 9-year-old daughter, we were right there at the rope, so right there at the edge, you know, where you're by the parade. And she was very outgoing as far as, you know, hey, she wanted to say hey to everybody. And those performers would all respond back to her.
That's and great.
It was just really cool. In fact, during the scene where the it's kind of like the hoedown scene, and you've got some cowboys that are walking with some lassos, and she kept yelling, hey, hey, and finally one of them turns and he looks straight at us and he goes, well, hey there, little lady, you know, and it was just really cute. It was just very memorable stuff. So if you're watching parades, I don't know, we really didn't do any of the other parades, ironically, for 8 days there, but that was the one parade we did do, and it was excellent. So another thing is we had, we were, you know, utilizing fast passes, and I was at a machine for Big Thunder Mountain. And I was right at that return time opening, like where it was like 8:30, or not, it wouldn't have been 8:30, but it was like, you know, 11:30 was the return time to get a fast pass. And I was there at like 11:29, so it kept spitting out my ticket because it wasn't time yet. But I thought, oh my God, is it going to take it at some point because it's sick of me sticking it in? And so I was going to ask a cast member. And one started walking up to me, and I thought he could tell that I was needing some, you know, I had a question. And he said, well, do y'all want a ride? And I said, well, yeah, that's why we're in line for a fast pass, you know. And he was like, well, do you want to ride right now? And I was like, well, yeah. So he took, six of us were going to ride, and he took us all, like, right from the fast pass machines and walked us through a different entrance. It was kind of like a maybe where they do the wheelchair accessible entrance. But so we're walking, and I'm kind of like, you know, I'm looking for like a video camera, or I didn't know what we were picked for. And he was just like, no, you know, we get to have these, you know, random opportunities to interact with guests, and I like doing it. So I was like, well, that's cool. So we called it a human fast pass. kind of what we called it. So that was really cool. And my kids were just flipped out. You know, they were just like, oh, my God. And then they were still, like, paranoid, though, that we weren't getting a fast pass. I'm like, guys, we're getting on the ride right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that was cool. Another thing that was kind of new on the radar from all the reading and stuff I had done was right before we went on the trip, there's a app for Disney gift cards. Have you all seen that?
An app for Disney gift cards? No.
Yeah, yeah. It's basically a gift card tracker for Disney gift cards.
Really?
And yes, and you can enter in. And we were using gift cards because I had the four kids, so each of those kids had their own gift card for their spending money. Hmm. And then I had bought gift cards to use to pay for. We stayed off site, so we paid for food out of pocket. And I used a lot of gift cards to help pay for that, you know, so we wouldn't have to keep track of cash and didn't want to use a credit card. But this app, I don't know if what the limit would be, but I had to have entered in at least 15 different gift card numbers. Mm-hmm. And you just enter the card, and it is, I think it's almost instantaneous that you get the balance.
Wow.
So, like, you could spend, you know, you use the gift card, and then, like, minutes later, I'd go and look at the balance, and it's current, you know. So that was right. That was really handy if for people that want to use, you know, multiple gift cards. I really, you know, recommend that for...
Cool. Thanks for the information. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, and then the last thing, and then I'm done. But there is pixie dust in the bathrooms at Disney World. My 3-year-old.
Sure, that's what you want to think.
That's what they call it.
Well, there was some pixie dust in that towel, Noel.
It was so funny. We were at Chef Mickey's for our first meal on the trip, and he comes out of the bathroom. My dad had taken him in the men's room. He comes out and is flipping out because there is, I guess, small urinals or small, I know they're small sinks, but he was like, it's my size. And so he had to go in every single bathroom that we would pass in the parks, mm-hmm. the restaurants, and he'd come out and announce mm-hmm. everybody if his size bathroom was in there. So anyway, had no, you know, would have never thought of bathroom as being a, you know, memory of this trip, but it is because of the 3-year-old being so happy about the bathrooms there. So anyway.
Well, thanks for sharing the story. I really appreciate it. It's always good hearing, you know, people's reports and what's going on at Disney World. So we always appreciate hearing that info. And we have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Justin from Columbia, South Carolina.
Hey, Justin. Actually, Justin, we're going to get to you in just a second. We actually just want to remind all of our listeners about our sponsor for today's live show, which is touringplans.com. And touringplans.com is, of course, your number one resource for helping you plan your trips to Walt Disney World and getting around all those crowds. Because, you know, the one thing we don't like about Walt Disney World is the, you know, those crowds that persist and those long lines. Because everyone thinks, oh, I can't wait to ride Tower of Terror and Toy Story Midway Mania and Soarin'. And then you get there and it's like, oh, man, an hour wait. Well, touringplans.com has the resources to help you get around those waits, see all the attractions that you want to see, but not wait in those long lines. Check them out right now at touringplans.com. And right back to you, Justin. I'm sorry to cut you off, but what's your question for us tonight?
I feel special being part of the ad read. I might have a couple of quick questions. I'm going down to Walt Disney World from December 3rd through the 9th.
Okay.
I expect that after some of my time in the various parks, I'll probably want to go to Downtown Disney to enjoy the nightlife, Fraggle Road, and all that.
Yeah.
In terms of getting from theme parks to Downtown Disney, obviously the taxi cab would be probably the easiest way to do that. But if I'm to use Disney transportation, I'll probably end up having to go from some kind of a resort to Downtown Disney, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like from the Magic Kingdom, I would just walk over to the Contemporary.
That's probably the best thing, like, especially like, I know I was thinking of Epcot and Hollywood Studios, like walk into one of the Epcot resorts and grabbing a bus from there, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, great. My second thing, I'm driving from Columbia, South Carolina on December 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
I'm staying in a hotel off property just overnight so I can hit the parks, you know, hit the ground running first thing mm-hmm. on that December 3rd. Mm-hmm. Any good restaurants that any of you know about on that? I'm staying in a hotel on the West Earl of Bronson Highway.
Yes, actually, it's a great restaurant on West Earl of Bronson that some people in the chat room can back me up on this. If you like Italian food, there's an Italian restaurant called Bruno's Italian Restaurant. It's really, really good, actually. There's a guy in there. He's really mean. He's the owner. He's like he's this typical, like, basically picture, I know he's not Italian in the movie, but in Pinocchio, the gypsy guy, like, you know how he throws those temper tantrums? That's the kind of guy that he is. But his food is really good. So it's kind of a weird conundrum, but actually it's really good. And I really recommend Bruno's. I think it's just search Google Bruno's, you know, Kissimmee. You'll probably pick it up. There's some coupons online also if you want to save a few bucks.
Cool, yeah. I see lots of people in the chat room.
Yeah, actually, there's some people.
Yeah,
no, Vegan Emily loves it. I detest you, likes it all. It's a great. I really enjoyed it. Actually, I was staying at All Star Vacation Home, and they threw one of their flyers in the house, and I was like, okay, whatever, we'll try it out. And it's actually really good. I've been there a couple times. Good prices, good food. And that's on West 192 that really stands out there. I'm trying to think of some other restaurants on the west side of 192 that are good as well. Actually, one of my favorite things to do these days, to be honest with you, is download like the Groupon app for your smartphone. And they have these Groupon Nows, which are Groupons for just for the day. And they have a lot of restaurants in the area that you can choose from. And there's some good deals on there as well.
As you say, Matt, speaking of the Groupon thing, Bruno's actually has coupons online.
Yes.
They've got it. Okay. All right, cool.
Yeah, they're good. Thank you, Len. That's a good option for you as well. And I like it. It's actually really good. I love Bruno. So if you like Italian food, that's a good option for you.
Great. Thanks a lot. Yeah, that's all I have for right now. I imagine I might be calling again on the November live show if there is one. Shout out to the chat room. I'm thanking you there in the chat, and that's all I have.
Oops.
Thanks a lot. Keep it up.
Thanks, buddy. 407-278-5939 is our number. Hi, who's on the line with us?
Hi, this is Mandy from Michigan.
Hi, Mandy.
Hey, Mandy.
I have a quick question about Marathon Weekend. My husband and I, it's our first trip down there for Marathon Weekend. We are doing the half on Saturday, and then we're also doing the Marathon Relay on Sunday. We're coming in the Thursday prior, but we don't know what to kind of expect.
Pain. No, wait, that was from Rocky III. No, so you're coming in Thursday. Are you going to pick up your packets Thursday or Friday?
We'll probably end up doing it Friday morning, I'm thinking. But we are bringing the kids down with us, so we kind of don't know what to expect with parks and, you know, how much should we do and how much should we not do and how do we still keep the kids relatively entertained when we kind of just want to sit around and not do a whole lot to rest up.
How old are the kids?
15 and 11.
Yeah, it's almost, yeah, you can't quite send them out on their own with $20 and a wave of the hand, can you?
Not really, no.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah, are you running just to run, or are you running to try and set a personal record?
Oh, just to have fun. My husband and I have kind of decided that we want to try to do a half marathon in every state, so we're kind of loony like that, and we just go out to do them for fun.
Oh, yeah, so go out and walk around the parks down on Friday.
Do you know anyone like that?
I've actually tried to run. I'm trying to run a race every month this year. So I ran the Laurel and I ran the Wine and Dine in October. We ran the Disneyland half in September. I totally understand where you're coming from on that. It's like the classic mistake of any Walt Disney World race is spend the day before and possibly the day of the race walking around theme parks, which doesn't do anything for your legs. It's just going to happen. I mean, if you're going just to have fun, just go walk around the parks and have fun. I would say, avoid the Animal Kingdom because the uneven pavement there tends to wreak havoc on your joints.
Okay.
Epcot's huge. I would stay away from that. So it's either the Magic Kingdom or the Studios.
Okay. Or just hang around by the pool. We're staying at Saratoga, so we could pop over to Downtown Disney relatively easy.
Yeah, that'd be lovely. Yeah, and it's a nice walk, actually, over from Saratoga. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and what do we expect for busing for the morning of? Because we've done the Wine and Dine last year, so we were knowing what the busing was like at night, but not, early crack of dawn type busing.
It's actually better. The Wine and Dine transportation the last 2 years hasn't been great. Although it was better this year than last year, and the overall event this year was way better. If there was one criticism I would make about the Wine and Dine this year, it was the transportation. They want you there, what, by 5? 4:35 o'clock.
Sure.
Yeah, I think the last bus leaves at like 4:45. Be on the bus 4:15, 4:30, something like that.
Okay, and it shouldn't be too bad then?
The main thing that you're going to worry about there is standing outside. Like if the buses are running late, and they typically do, you'll be standing outside in the cold. So dress appropriately. Just check
is that
the,
what you suggest the race retreat thing? Have you done that? Would you suggest
Oh, dear
that?
God, do I love the race. Yeah, in fact, I've already signed up. I did the race retreat before the full marathon last year, and I'm doing the race retreat for the Goofy this year, so for the half and the full. And that's the best thing ever.
So I would actually $90 or whatever.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, for you and your husband, for the races and the race retreat, you're looking at $1,100 for the weekend before you do any hotel or anything like that. Yeah.
Oh, we're BBC, so we're staying on point, so it's like free in that regard.
Yeah, so that makes it a little more palatable, right? But yeah, the race retreat is just number one, there are fewer people. Number two, it's not like you have a private bathroom, but you've got your own little set of porta potties, and you know, they're not crowded until like the last 5 minutes before the you have to get out to the gates and stuff. So it's much more civilized, and it's really nice afterwards because you can go in and sit in the shade and relax and stretch, and it was beautiful. I'm doing it again. I did it last year. I'm doing it again this year.
Okay, so basically, if we handled wine and dine last year just fine, marathon weekend should be seamless.
Oh yeah, I actually think the course is easier for the half than it is the wine and dine, because the wine and dine you go through the Animal Kingdom at night, and that's a little bit of a tough go. But the half marathon course, Epcot to Magic Kingdom and back, is a breeze.
Okay, great. Thanks so much.
I'll see you on the course. It'll be fun.
All right. Have a good evening.
You too. Thanks. Good luck.
Thanks for calling in. 407-278-5939, our number. Hi, who's online with us?
Hi, this is Peggy from New York.
Peggy, how's the snow removal going?
Oh, it's going well. Well, we're going down to the world this Friday, and I just have a question about the Osborne Light. I was wondering, do they ever start earlier than the 10th when they say they're starting the 10th?
Nope.
No.
Nope, they're starting on that, whatever, the Thursday. The 10th, yes, exactly. No, they'll be on there on the 10th. They used to, back in the day, they used to have like annual pass previews and cast member previews, but they haven't done that in years.
Oh, well, that's too bad, but we'll just have to see them once then, I guess.
Yeah.
We're looking forward, and I wish we were coming to reunion, but we had to go a month early. But
say it ain't so.
Oh yes, Matt, are you going to be there on Sunday?
This Sunday
at the studio?
Yes, I will be.
Okay, we might just bump into you then.
Cool. Yeah, definitely. Just send me if you're on Twitter, tweet me. I mean, you'll see me. I'm around on Sunday morning usually.
Oh, okay. Sounds wonderful. Well, you have a wonderful night, and I'm glad I got through.
Thanks.
Cool. Thanks for calling.
Enjoy your trip.
Thank you.
Yeah, Matt,
thank you.
Matt, if there's one thing that pops into my mind when I hear your name, it's that you are easy like Sunday morning.
Oh, gosh.
We have our next caller on the line. Let's transition from that. Hi, who's on the line with us?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, okay. I got on a lot quicker than I thought.
Sorry, you want to hang up on you?
No, it's okay. No problem.
Okay.
Click.
Click.
This is Ron from Kentucky.
Hey, Ron.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
I got a question for you guys. This is kind of a discussion question. And that is, given your opinion that you've given about Mission Space and Soarin',
mm-hmm.
how would you feel if those attractions switched in location?
That's tough. Because Soarin' and Test Track being in opposite parts of the park is really good design.
And yeah. the reason I'm saying that is, if Soarin was where Horizons used to be,
mm-hmm.
would you guys feel differently about it?
No.
No? Okay.
If I may put words in Newell's mouth, for people that are like Newell, who are huge Horizons fans and really lament the loss of it, it doesn't matter what replaces. Not like they were like, okay, well, it's goodbye Horizons, and like, what? Mission Space? I hate that ride. Like, it's just they hate the idea that Mission Space, that Horizons had to go at all, and like adding insult to injury almost is that Mission Space hasn't quite added up to the level that Horizons had set.
Okay, what if they decided to do a refurb with Mission Space and made it very much or somewhat similar to what the new Star Wars attraction is, and where it gives you different scenarios? Do you think that would improve it at all?
I don't know. That's an interesting theory. I mean, Len, what's your take on that?
I don't think a simulator technology in Horizons would be compatible. I mean, the only thing that would work would be, you know, redoing the Horizons ride as it was Yeah, I mean, bringing back like part of it might be interesting, but I think you either have to do it or you just have to let it die like it did. Although you guys have seen online the people who are trying to recreate it in virtual reality,
Isn't that awesome?
That's what computers are for, man. That's what computers are for. I'm just telling you right now. So it's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yeah, I think the principal problem with Mission Space is the spinning technology, which makes people feel really ill. That's like the biggest detraction from it, is that sick factor. Not the ride content, like the idea of the ride. It's the fact that people feel queasy on the ride.
But on the green version, it's not bad at all. I rode the green version a couple times last week, and I was absolutely fine with it.
Okay. That's good to know.
Okay, I have another question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
You guys have mentioned on your podcasts a couple of things, namely buffets at Disney World and the dining plan, that the price points for them are too high to be worth the value.
Yes,
especially next year, yeah.
Okay. Now, at what point for price points for annual passes and deluxe resort rooms would you set that it would be too high a price to pay? In other words, if they came out, or daily admission, if they came out that a daily admission pass for Disney World was $100, would that be would that price point be too high? At what point would the price point be too high?
At $100 a day is a psychological barrier. I think what are we at now? Like 80? What are we at now?
I
think it's like 85 something.
Yeah, I think at 90 will be the next big price point barrier. But yeah, you know, it's interesting. I kind of see both things. At $100 a day, it would be interesting to see how much they would lose in terms of crowds. Like, would crowds drop 20%? I don't think so. Right?
Yeah.
Because really, the difference is like $60 a day, right? $60 for the first day. It's not like your $5,000 vacation would suddenly become a $10,000 vacation. Your $5,000 vacation would become a $5,200 vacation or a $5,100 vacation. In the overall scheme of things, that wouldn't be the deciding thing. I think it's more psychological there. Would I like to see Disney make the same amount of money with half as many people in the parks? Dude, I'm telling you, there's some days where I'm like, especially like on New Year's, where I'd be like, you know, I would be okay with Disney charging $100, $200 a head for New Year's Eve just to keep the crowds down. On a regular random Tuesday in June? No, I think, I don't know. I can see it both ways.
Okay, and I got my third question for the quarter here. My question is, and it's for Lynn.
Yep.
When a Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party and Christmas Party, when they're sold out,
yep,
what number are they equivalent to in the crowd calendar?
Ooh, good question. So an average day is like 5.5 and about 40 some thousand people in the park. So like a 3, a 4. Let's say 3-ish.
Okay, because
that's
know
a great question. Actually, you know, I'm talking to Fred tomorrow. I'll ask him that question. But my gut instinct is around a 3 because it's this maximum of 25,000 people.
Okay, those are the 3 questions I had for you guys. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, cool. Thanks. Good, great question. Bye-bye. That's fantastic.
I like that question. Yeah, that's like actually a good blog post right there.
Yeah.
407-278-5939. So it's time to get your questions in. Just like this next one we have. Hi, who's online with us?
Buenas noches, everybody.
No.
Medina.
It's 0-7 Medina. I mean, Steve Medina.
Hey, you know, what can I tell you? You know what the motto is out here in Miami, right? I don't know if I could say it, but you could probably beep it. It's fuck for luck. We're all trying to get Andrew Luck down here.
Hey, just think you'll get first draft pick next year.
Yeah, we'll mess that pick up too. We'll get an offensive lineman or something.
It's got Pennington like another $20 million.
It's terrible. Hey, guys,
a couple weeks ago, you guys had a show, and you were comparing similar rides at Walt Disney World and Disneyland. And basically, you guys all agreed that everything that they have here in Florida and in California, the Disneyland version is better.
I mean, there are a lot of things, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, not totally.
Okay. But I don't, maybe it's just me, but isn't that kind of... It sounds like it should be the other way around. You know, they did it first in Disneyland. Now they have this opportunity to improve on it. And instead of improving on it, they did it, you know, either smaller or not as nice or whatever. And that kind of, you know, I don't understand where the mentality was for that.
You know, it's a lot like, here's a good example of the reverse of that, Stephen. That's the Tower of Terror. Tower of Terror by anybody. There's no one who, without joking, can say that the Tower of Terror in Walt Disney World is far superior to the Tower of Terror in Disneyland. And Disneyland was built after the studio. So you would think by the logic you just used that it should be the reverse. Disneyland version
right.
Should be better. I think there are definitely – I don't think it's always the case. There are some instances where the Disneyland version is better. I think we just – you know, Len, what are some attractions that come to your mind besides the Tower of Terror that are better in Disney World where they have in Disneyland?
Well, I've been.
Good, Steve.
No. I thought you were asking me. You were asking Len. I've never been to Disneyland, so I just go by what you guys have said. But I've heard Pirates of the Caribbean is much better in Disneyland because it's bigger. There's more drops, and I understand that. I guess Pirates was like an afterthought here in Disney World. You know, they were going to do something else. But, you know, also Small World is the same way, where they say that it's a lot nicer at Disneyland than at Disney World.
But don't forget, Steve, that when they built Disneyland, Disney was still in charge. And when they built Disney World, you know, Walt was already dead a couple of years when they started breaking ground. And the company didn't know where it was going at the time. It wasn't, you know, I think that they cut a lot of corners figuring that this wasn't going to be the park that Walt intended it because he wasn't there anymore.
Well, but remember what he said. You know, at Disney World, they have the advantage of space, of size.
Right. I think it was a financial thing. I mean, Disney World went in way over budget. We had Jim Hill on a few weeks ago, and didn't they say, Len, it was budgeted for like $400 million?
It was $100 million and ended up coming in at $400 million.
So they were way over their heads at that time in 1971. So I think that they cut back a lot just on the fact that, you know, without Disney there overseeing everything, that they really weren't too sure where they were going with it.
Ellen, what do you think about Splash Mountain? Which version do you like better? Because the one in the chat room are saying Disney World is better.
Yeah, World, yeah.
Okay, so you agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So that kind of makes me feel better, you know, because, you know, after hearing you guys and Scopus say, this one in Disneyland was better, and, I was, you know, blown away by the one in Disneyland, you know, I'm kind of like, what are we, the redheaded stepchild or something?
Exactly.
Steve,
I think there's...
Steve, we need to go out to California, Steve, and do it, check it out for ourselves.
I think we need to go on Wednesday and go out there and do a comparative analysis.
There you go. I agree.
I think you should take Medina's wife and go check it out.
Exactly.
However, haven't we said that everything tastes better when Lynn's paying? So that just proves everything at Disneyland will be better because Lynn's paying.
Better when I pay, exactly.
Absolutely. I agree with Annette. So, yeah. that's right.
Yeah. Nice.
Anyway, one more thing, guys. I got an announcement to make. For years I've heard your marathon, you know, shows, and I'm like, oh man, that and Star Wars weekends are like, you know, time to switch over to, you know, to that short guy that does.
Oh, thanks, Steve.
But, you know, I was talking to Len the other day, and I gave him kind of like a preview. I think I'm going to go into training for the 2013 half marathon.
Wow.
You just did it. Yeah, just did it.
Awesome.
Yeah, that way I think I got, you know, 14 months to train. Yeah. And
there you go. Well, Steve, make sure you run the marathon with a stogie in your mouth.
Oh, yes. Smoke. Smoke and do it. No one ever... I've never seen anyone do that. I think that's a great idea.
With a WDW Today band around it, right?
No, no.
The one that's still probably in your trunk, right, Matt?
Yeah, exactly. It actually is in my trunk.
That's great.
That's a beautiful idea. I love it.
All right, guys. Well, listen, you guys have a good evening.
Take care,
thanks,
buddy.
Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
You too.
All right. Take care.
Actually, I want to take this opportunity. I had teased earlier a big announcement that we're going to be making. And you know what? I think maybe now is the time. Maybe. I don't know. Should we wait maybe another like 20, 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Noah, what do you think?
I mean, we got 20. If we say it now, everyone's going to leave. So we might as well.
They're all going to leave. Then we're here by ourselves, right. Just chatting.
Yeah, that's true. No one really likes us. They're all just
filling Lynn in. Because Lynn
wait for Janine will be the first one out the door.
And the last one to pack.
Yeah, true.
All right. Well, the big announcement, we're actually very proud. Let me tell you something. Let me preface this first. 2011 was a year where obviously reunions are a big event, but we didn't do a whole lot in terms of events. But 2012 is going to be a major year for events for WWE Today. And as always, there are events that we center around, not just us. It's about our listeners that are there going to be there as well. We want you to be a part of it. And are the first event that we're going to be announcing for 2012 is
– wait till 9:55.
Yes, right now. Now, again, this is just save the date. We don't have any more details, so don't ask us for any more details. But
oh my gosh, we've already done Tent Fest too. No, guys, no.
Ooh, Tent Fest. Let's do that again.
That's the announcement. Tent Fest.
It's not Tent Fest this time. No, actually, we're
going to.
Let me do the events, the dates first. The dates of this event, which I'll mention.
Hold on, I'll let you know whether I'm available. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
It's not coming.
The weekend of February 25th through 27th, which is that the right date?
I'm available, yeah. 25th, yeah. 2012. Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Right, which is the same weekend as the Princess Half Marathon for all you running freaks. WDW Today.
Wait. I say we wait.
Yep.
That's it.
That's it. We gave you the date. That's the first tease.
Yeah, Len, Tequila Fest. That's a good idea. We should have gone with that.
I will totally do Tequila Fest.
But we already have something else planned.
But our event that we have planned, which may turn into Tequila Fest, that's a good idea. I like it. It is the WDW Today 1,000th episode.
Woo!
Wow.
We are doing a big event in Walt Disney World to celebrate 1,000 episodes. And actually, you can start booking rooms if you want, if you're interested.
Yep.
MEI and Mouse Fan Travel has – you can go to mousefantravel.com. They already have the package up. You see our little faces on there. And that is, again, February. They have some dates on there. It's the weekend of the Princess Half Marathon, which is the 25th, 26th, 27th, that weekend. And some good rates out there already. So people like Janine who wait too long to book, perhaps you should do that now. And I can tell you this thing, for sure, without a shadow of a doubt, there will be a hard ticket event you don't want to miss.
I don't want to miss it.
Don't want to miss it.
We hope
don't
you get in, Lynn.
Oh, I hope so.
I better call Colleen and get a room.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, back to our show. 407-278-5939. That's our big announcement. And again, more details if you want to book it at mousefantravel.com. We'll have a lot more details coming up, but we wanted to make sure that you have the information, the dates out there.
I don't know if I'm allowed to do another tequila event after the the thing that happened in the last one.
Did they ask you to leave?
We're doing tequila. I love the Tequila Fest idea. That's going to be part of it. It's the 1,000th episodes or how we learn to drink a lot of tequila meat.
Well, that's what's great about the whole weekend.
We have Mark from Oregon on the line. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Outstanding.
Good. Long-time listener, several-time caller on the live show, so
yay.
Nice to talk to everybody again.
Welcome back.
I was down there it was the end of September, right into the 3rd of October. We were there for 13 days. I live in Oregon, so when we go big. So the reason I was calling is just to comment on the Lines app. We used it. It was really, really awesome. I made sure that I was, posting a bunch of stuff on there every day. Biggest thing that I noticed was that there was a lot of people posting on the Lines app that were there at the park, but they weren't posting actuals, which I found out by being able to use this app that the lines are significant less than what Disney is telling you. We found that to be true, especially with Toy Story Mania. We would see, like 70, 80 minute waits, and we'd like, there's no way. And we walked in, do an actual, and we were waiting like maybe 35, 40 minutes at the most. And so my whole thing is for the Lines app users out there, really utilize that actuals time, and it really helps out you know, the other users in the park. But it was phenomenal because I have an iPhone, so I can't use the official Disney app. I would have used the Lines app either way, but no, it was great. I really loved it. So
thanks very much. Yeah, I mean, actual wait times are really interesting. We've done a couple of really interesting studies over the last 90 days around how the actual wait times compare to the posted wait times at the major attractions in Walt Disney World. And we'll have to post a graph on it because I had all of the statisticians working on it. We've actually paid people over the last 3 months to do nothing but ride Space Mountain over and over again and ride Dumbo over and over again. And we'll get like six people so that literally every 15 minutes we're dispatching someone to go ride Space Mountain, or you know, every 10 minutes to go ride Space Mountain just to see what the waits are in those 10-minute increments. And over this past weekend, we had people do nothing but ride Dumbo over and over again and ride, get in line for Mickey's autograph on Main Street over and over again. Because to your point, I mean, the posted wait times and the actual wait times frequently are not indicative of each other. And this is kind of like the other thing too about Disney has an application, right? And it's free for Verizon. It's going to be free for iPhone soon. The app's already written. They're just waiting to roll it out. But it gives you posted wait times, and it's not as accurate as having actual wait times. So you've actually seen, I think, over the last 30 days, a big push by us to get more actual times.
Yep.
It just
really helped out.
Glenn, when it comes to the wait times at Disney Post, and this is something that Jim Hill mentioned to me, and it's totally always stuck in my mind. You know, if Disney purposely makes the wait times, you know, the way they are, because think about it, if the wait time is 20 minutes and you wait 19 minutes, you're like, oh, nice, I beat the system, right? I got an extra minute. But if it's 21 minutes, you're like, those jerks, I waited extra more than 20 minutes. You get really upset when you pass that threshold. So,
I'd be okay with that, except it's not always true. In fact, I would say it's probably not true more than it's true. So there are definitely times when Disney underestimates the wait, where the posted wait is 60 and you actually do wait 80. And then what they end up doing is they end up overcompensating, and typically they overcompensate, or sometimes they overcompensate. Just they hit the peak, and then the actual wait times are dropping, but they're still increasing their posted times. We'll have to do an article on it. It's really interesting stuff. Space Mountain is a great example of it.
Well, hey, thanks so much for the time, and I appreciate you guys doing these live shows to give us an opportunity to call in and chat with you. And I'll call in another time, and we'll talk about the kind of the phenomenon of how you guys are like celebrities but really don't feel like it. So, I found that out meeting a couple of people on this last trip that do some other podcasts and stuff. Unfortunately, I couldn't meet up with everybody, but it's just this weird phenomenon that it's cool to talk to you guys, and I know you guys just think, oh, we're Matt, we're Lynn, we're Mike, you know, and that sort of thing, but it you know, to us out here in podcast world, it's kind of a different feeling. So it's cool when we get to interact with you on Twitter and that sort of thing. So anyway, hey, thanks guys, and I'm Lotso Drummond on Twitter, so we'll be chatting with you from time to time on there.
Woo!
Thanks. Cool. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it.
All right, you bet, guys. Have a great night.
You too.
407-278-5939.
I think the
that's
only
on the line with us.
The only celebrity here is Annette.
That's right.
Yeah,
oh
really.
My gosh! Who's,
by the way, Annette is on Twitter now.
That's
Fab
right,
Annette on Twitter
at Fab Annette.
Yeah, FAB Annette Twitter, one word.
Thanks,
next
guys.
Caller on the line. Hi, who's speaking with?
Hi, this is Greg from Atlanta.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, Grant.
Hi. Go first Falcons. Of all, Lynn, it was nice to meet you about a month ago in Epcot. It was my wife, the pins, yeah, the homemade cast member pins.
That was great.
But anyway, just a quick question for you about the marathon and half marathon coming up. My wife and myself are doing and my daughter are doing the half. I'm doing the full the next day, and my son-in-law is also doing the full. Are there any discount tickets because you're running any of the races, or do those no longer exist?
I know they did a promo for last year, but I don't think they're doing anything this year in terms of discount tickets.
Okay, yeah, it seems like they used to do. If you did the full marathon, you got a day in the park free or something.
Yeah, they did that last year, but I don't think they're doing it this year.
Yeah. Okay. Too bad.
Yeah, I'll have to fork out the money for that then. Okay. All right. Any of you guys? I think Lynn, you're running I think you're doing the Goofy, aren't you?
I'm doing the Goofy. Scope is running the half and then the half relay.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
cool. Maybe we'll run into some of you guys that weekend. That'd be cool. All right. Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, thanks for getting info.
Yeah, a lot of us will be down for a marathon weekend, so I'm hoping we're going to be able to meet a lot of our listeners down there.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Okay. Great. Well, we'll be looking for you.
Cool.
See you later. Right. Thanks, Greg. See you.
Okay. All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
407-278-5939 is our number. And, you know, call in with your questions, comments. Still time to get those questions in. I know a lot of you were trying to call in a little bit earlier, but there's still opportunity for you to call in with your comments, questions. Let us know if you're coming to the 1000th episode event. I know a lot of people maybe have already been signed up for the Princess Half Marathon, but still time.
Hey, Matt.
Next. Yes, Mike.
I'm going to the 1000th episode event.
Oh, you'll be there.
I'll be there.
Awesome.
You might need a room first. Okay, just saying.
I got my room. I got my train fare. I'm ready to go.
The 1000th episode.
Are you really doing taking the train?
I always do.
He always
does. Fabulous. I'm just asking.
It's my new favorite.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, and Ned, don't emphasize that.
Next caller on the line, it's Ashley from Virginia. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Ashley's been waiting for that announcement, I know. I couldn't tell you the other day, Ashley.
It's okay, but check it out. So I run out. You know, we had a meeting at work tonight, so I run out. Jump in my car. I'm like, I've got 30 minutes left, just in time. Did you make the announcement?
Oh, awesome.
They knew. I was so excited. So, yeah, I'm so excited because that'll be my 35th birthday, February 25th. So it'll be a great way to celebrate with you guys.
Awesome.
And I'm thinking about going ahead and running, since I'm running the half in January, I might as well just go ahead and run the princess while we're down there. So it's going to be an epic birthday this year. So I just wanted to say I'm excited, and I'll
be fun.
Yeah, that will be fun.
It was really cool because I came in with you guys right around the 500. Sam and I were actually there for the 500, which
That's
was
right.
really cool for us. And we were going through our old Disney albums the other day, and it was a lot of fun. And we had pictures of you guys, and it was like, what would we do if you guys weren't in our lives? It just wouldn't be the same. So,
hey, that's a good point.
I know, right?
Ashley, and anybody else listening, if you have any pictures of us, I'd love for you to send them so that we could put a little thing together between now and then. So if you have anything with any of us at any event, you know, send them out to studio@mousewarradio.com. We'd love to put them together.
Hey, hang on a second. There are a few photos. You know which ones you are. Don't send those.
Those, yeah. I'm still writing checks.
No one needs to see those anymore.
I'm still writing checks to cover
those. There is this thing called Photoshop that we're pretty good at. So.
No, let's not do that. Yeah. Unless we're trimming down waist and taking off chins. Let's not do that.
Nice.
Love it. Nice. Of course. It'll be awesome pictures. And yeah, absolutely. Consider it done, my friend. But
thank
I'm
you.
Excited. I had to call you. Gonna run in the house and tell my husband so he can start planning. So
say, yo, Sam. Guess what?
That's right. Guess what, honey? Start planning. So, all right, y'all have a great night. Talk to you later.
Take care, Ashley.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
407. There'll be just one person there. That's nice.
And me.
and Newell. Two people there. 407-278-5939. Hi, who's online with us?
Hi, it's Ron from Boston.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, I just wanted to see if you guys had any comments or heard about the rumors that, like, the Poly getting leveled and rebuilt that were going around earlier.
Yeah, that was on Steve Tickyman Seifert's website. And that was an interesting rumor. Len, what do you think about that? You're Mr. Rumor. You love to read that stuff.
I heard the the rumor is that there are foundational problems with many of the Polynesian's buildings and that fixing them is so complicated that fixing them is complicated, and B, Disney thinks they could make more revenue if they rebuilt the Polynesian. So the thing that they're leaning towards is demolishing the entire resort and starting over. So the two things are kind of make sense. I think the last big refurb that the Poly did, they did have some structural problems with buildings sagging or sinking that they had to do foundational work on a couple of them. I think that's true. The other thing is that, I mean, let's face it, the Poly is not a huge hotel compared to the Contemporary, Bay Lake, or Grand Floridian, and people love it, right? So maybe they would love it if it was just a little bit bigger, or maybe they would love it as a DVC, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So those two things might be true. Whether that means that they're going to demolish the entire resort, you know, that's a huge thing. Although in the overall scheme of things, it's not that much revenue to Disney to do it, right? So if they can, I don't think they're going to do it over the next couple of years because they can't bring it down before the Grand Floridian DVC is up. I don't think in terms of taking a hit on the revenue. But once that comes up,
If they built DVC at Polynesian, I will be the first person to sign up. I cannot wait for that.
But yeah, right.
I don't think that the rumor that I read, I mean, it's interesting. I don't think it's I don't know. I have my doubts about it. Let's put it that way. But I mean, Steve, we all know Steve. And we know if anyone knows anything about the Polynesian, it's Steve. He has a lot of connections to the people that work there. And maybe he's heard something. You know, it's a very interesting rumor because obviously it's something that we hadn't heard before. So, I mean, what do you like the idea of the rumor? Like, I mean, assuming it's true, would you be in favor of it, or would you prefer they didn't do what they're going to do?
Well, maybe. I mean, from what I heard, they're talking about knocking down the Great Ceremonial House. I'm a purist. I hate to see the whole thing taken down, but I mean, if they can add on DVC units to that, to the existing property, I have no problem with that.
Okay.
But I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it.
Yeah, don't blame me.
There was another quick question I had that I think Len might have heard rumors about that. I was trying to do some research on and can't find anything, obviously, because it'd be a more of a tight-lipped legal issue. But since Disney owns Marvel, do you think they're getting a piece of every ticket to Harry Potter that's being sold now?
Is Harry Potter a Marvel feature?
No, I mean, since it's at IOA, I was trying to do some research and found an article saying that Disney has the right to audit all of Universal's books because they get a revenue share of everything at IOA. So I'm wondering if, you know, Harry Potter's actually been a boon for them, too.
No, I thought it was like, I mean, they own Marvel, right? And Universal Marvel's licensed to Universal Studios. And licensing means, you know, Universal pays Marvel X amount of dollars to use for rights to use the Marvel properties. And maybe there's something in there also with like merchandise sales. All right, if you buy a Spider-Man doll, then Disney gets a cut of that. But I don't think it has anything to do with like perhaps like park admission to the park or anything like that. I think it's just like
I didn't think that either.
It's like, you know, I'll charge you a nickel every or whatever to use your likeness in the park, and similar to that. That was my take.
Yeah, I mean, I've been trying to do some like legal research for it, and the only like law journal article was something about antitrust issues and about the parks because Disney's getting a percentile of everything from Universal, but it wasn't that much more specific. I figured you guys might have heard more of a rumor.
No, like I said, I think they get money from Universal now indirectly. You know, it goes to Marvel, and Marvel obviously is Disney. But they're not getting. It's not. There's no correlation between that and Harry Potter. It's just a correlation between whatever the agreement is directly to Marvel, right? So whatever that happens to be, if that's a flat fee that they pay, that's the flat fee. If it's related to the Isle's Adventure attendance, maybe that has a part to do with it. But it's not related directly to Harry Potter. It's just purely based on
I was just wondering if it was on park attendance, and figured, you know, Len might know something from like Jim Hill or something.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about them getting revenue from that. That would be interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, guys.
Absolutely. 407-278-5939, and we have our next call on the line. Hi, who's on the line with us?
This is Claire Bear again.
Hey, Claire.
Hey, Claire. Hey.
Hold on, I'm sorry, guys. This is
Claire Bear again. And there you are again.
Okay. I actually have just a quick story because this comes from what we were talking about on the chat boards, and someone was talking about their not understanding or kind of new to Twitter and all of that, and I am too, and I have kind of a funny story. Vegan Emily, okay, she's one of the people that I followed, and she had posted, this was like a month ago and had posted something about she opened for Taylor Dayne. Well, I come from a musical family, and when people say that, I think she opened, like sang, opened for Taylor Dayne. So I Twittered back and I said, oh, that's cool. I'd love to see some video or something on there, and realized that she was talking about Baby Cake. She opened early for Taylor Dayne, not that she sang and opened. So, Vegan Emily, I'm not a stalker.
Well, she does have a lovely singing voice, though. I don't know if you've ever...
Yes. Emily, why don't you call in with and sing us some songs right now?
I think Emily should sing at the farewell, you know, when we have that last meet. That's where Baby Cake. She can sing.
Baby Cake. There should be a Baby Cake song.
So anyway.
We just volunteered her to entertain.
Baby Cake.
Yeah, I just I was like, she was probably looking at it going, this chick is really off it. So anyway, she was very nice with her response and everything. So, you know.
Okay.
Don't worry about doing Twitter, even if they think you're a crazy stalker.
Well, she says in chat room that she feels bad that she misled you. So.
Okay. Well, anyway, I had to share that.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Right, appreciate the story. 407-278-5939. Emily, we love you. We're just kidding.
No, I want to hear her sing.
We have our next caller on the line. Hi, he was in line with us.
Hi, it's John from Farmington. How are you doing?
Hey, John.
I'm planning a trip in March, and I'm doing a long weekend. And I was wondering, what's the best way to attack that? My thought was to fly in and go to Epcot to start off in probably World Showcase. I'm thinking that if I get there late in the day, I'm going to miss out on Fast Passes for Soarin'. So maybe you spend the second half of a day at World Showcase. Then the next day, I'm thinking Hollywood Studios in the morning, make sure to hit Toy Story, Midway Mania, and then maybe hop over to the Magic Kingdom, get in a couple attractions before the fireworks. And then the last day, if I'm going to be flying out later on that day, go back to Epcot and... get right into Soarin' first thing in the morning, a couple of attractions in Future World, and then head to the airport. And I just want to get your guys' opinion on that.
It's not a bad idea. What do you think, Glenn? I mean, I think it's you know, pretty good for a couple days.
I think it sounds good. Yeah, what time is your flight?
I'd be coming in probably around 10:30 landing.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured, you know, it's going to be at least noon before I can get to a park.
Yeah, noon, 12:30, something like that, yeah.
And then the last day I would fly out probably around 8 o'clock.
Oh, so that's like almost like a full day in the parks then? Because I mean you'll
yeah.
You leave at 6. You're there at 6:30. Are you running a car?
I think I would probably rent a car for the 2 days. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean you leave the Magic Kingdom. You leave the parks like at 6. Be at the airport at 6:30. Returning your car. You'll get through airport security like it's by 7. You'd be fine.
Okay. And I figured I would check touring plans to figure out which days to do this, whether it's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, or you know, what 3 days of the week would work out the best, you know, factoring in extra magic hours, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Am I about to check touring plans, or can you think off the top of your head, you know, what usually works the best?
No, just definitely check the site. I'll take a look real quick for you.
I used to, when I did my weekend trips, like the 4 day thing, I always used to do Thursday to Sunday. That was always my thing.
Yeah.
It was a good amount of time, you know, maybe even Wednesday night, like late, but you know, like really touring Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then part of Sunday. And if you can arrange your flights, like Len said, to have them so that, you know, like your Sunday flight is a little bit later in the day, suppose like, you know, the 6 a.m. flight on Sunday, you can also maximize the time that you're there.
Right. Okay, and I've never been in March. Does anything come to mind that's going on in terms of, you know, free planning? Is that still going to be going on in March? How are the park hours, general, you know, weather conditions, crowds? How's March?
I mean, it'd be cooler at night. The thing you've got to watch, spring break season begins around March 10th.
Okay.
So, you know, crowds get pretty heavy right after that. So before that, relatively low. After that, pretty crowded for the rest of the month. Easter is on the first week of April on the 8th. So really from like March 10th through April 11th, pretty crowded every day.
Okay, so first week of March is going to be my best spot.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, March would be lovely, actually.
Yeah, March has got the spring break moniker to it. So the later you go in March, like Len said, the spring break things. But I think, yeah, first week might not be too terrible.
Yeah, first week shouldn't be bad at all.
All right, that sounds great. I appreciate you guys. Thank you. Thanks a lot, guys.
Cool.
Thank you for calling in, sir. 407-278-5939 is our phone number, and we have another call on the line. Hi, who's on the air with us?
Hi, this is Katie in Hendersonville, North Carolina.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, Katie. How's it going?
Hey, neighbor.
Hi. I have a question about Tables in Wonderland. I recently won some money, and we're celebrating by going to Disney World, and I'm going to splurge on an annual pass and Tables in Wonderland. And I know you get a 20% discount, but they add an 18% tax tip.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically a wash, right?
Yep.
Okay.
It's only a 2% discount, but yeah, I mean,
yeah,
it's a wash.
I mean, you get
yeah.
basically free. It's free tip.
Okay, that works out. I have a 7-year-old who eats peanut butter and air, so we will not be getting the dining plan for him.
No, it doesn't make sense.
No. Okay, we're splurging by staying in the Contemporary in the Tower View, and I actually am staying the weekend that you just announced the big event, but that was completely unintentional.
Oh, that's great.
So I'm looking forward to some of the events.
Was it? Nice. Glad you're there.
Was it? Really saying, was it unintentional?
It was, although I was slightly confused when Colleen from MEI said, if you're a big WDW Today fan, you'll definitely want to be there that week. And I'm thinking, really? Okay.
Oh, that's great. That's it. Annette, you got to fire her.
Ooh.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. But I'd already picked the bot. She had such
a promising career, didn't she?
There's a leak in the organization.
She just knew that Lynn would be great. Running with a little tiara on and, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I did forget that the princess would be that weekend, but oh well.
Great.
Wow.
Nice.
Cool.
All right. Well, that was my question.
Looking forward to seeing you then.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Next call on the line. Still time to get those questions in. Hi, who's on the air with us? Hello, 517 area code. Go.
That was
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Go.
Hello, Chicago.
Hello, Chicago.
All right, goodbye, Chicago. Let's go to line two. Hi, who's on line with us?
We have a line two?
Hi, Matt. Brad from Jackson, Michigan, Mr. 850.
Brad, the man with the most DVC points I've ever met.
Really?
That's
the
me.
Man is loaded, Newell. He's like the Len Test of DVC.
Wow. That's impressive.
He has 850 DVC points, and he just like is like, whatever, two-bedroom. It's a weekend.
Nice.
That's fantastic.
Well, thanks.
How are you, Brad?
Got a question for you. I'm well, thank you. On charging to your room key. Now, I've heard a couple of different stories on that. At what point do they actually charge your credit card on file?
Annette?
They give you that limit, depending on what hotel you're staying at. And when you reach close to that, that's when I've been told that's when you're charged. And then they're going to, you know, that's the limit. They're going to have to contact you if you get close to that. Or at checkout the night before you leave, whichever comes first.
Okay, yes. Well, what we've done is what you folks have recommended on quite a few occasions. We're accumulating Disney gift cards
right.
to pay for our way. So we bought a few at a time here and there, and as we accumulate them. So, you know, maybe every couple of days we go down to the desk and we can use those to pay on whatever we charge so far.
Yes, I do that quite frequently. And I'll just, when walking through the lobby, if there's no line, I just go over. They'll only let you put on your room what you have charged, though. So if you've spent $125, you can put a $125 gift card down. But you can't just leave it out there.
Right, I understand that. Okay, well, we want to try and defer using the credit cards while on vacation, so we've accumulated this money on, you know, by buying cards. And we bought a couple of American Express cards, too, to use outside the parks, mm-hmm. but I know right. we can probably even use that, too, right, if we don't use those outside the parks?
Yes.
Yes. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks.
Well, this was, again, these were some things that were suggested by Matt and some of the other folks, and I thought that would better than putting it on the credit card and then coming home and trying to pay it off. We'll build up the cash reserves before we get there, and then pay it off as we go along, maybe every 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, no, it's a great strategy, because, you know, the biggest problem a lot of people have is they have the sticker shock when they get home, and like, oh my god, like, you know, like how many, you know, pins and meals did we buy? And, you know, don't be like, you know, and then you have to worry about the bills afterwards. Basically, you don't want to have to deal with any of that stuff. And by, you know, putting the money ahead of time on a gift card and just using that to purchase all your in-park stuff, I mean, it's a great way to curb it. You'll know exactly how much you're spending, because if you go through the gift card, you know that you've gone past your limit. And at that point, you can really put the brakes on and, you know, no more, you know, crazy meals like El Celier or $11 tofu at the land or whatever it may be. You know, you got to cut it out and eat burgers or whatever. But I think it's a great strategy, so definitely.
Well, the thing we've run into using them is, you know, they always give you a slip telling you what the balance is still on the card. And sometimes you get cards that got 35 cents on them or a buck and a half or whatever, and you can't figure out how to use them. So thinking about charging back to your room key and then going down there and putting just so much, okay, take the whole $50 or whatever it is and put it against my current charges, beats carrying around a card that's got 26 cents on it or something like that.
Well, okay, thanks for calling in, Brad. We appreciate
it. Thanks for your time. I'm enjoying the show, and keep up the good work, and I'll keep listening to the podcast, and we'll catch you on Hangouts, Matt.
Absolutely, Brad. Looking forward to that.
Okay, thank you for your time, folks.
That's great.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye now.
Yeah, Brad comes to, we do the Google Hangouts on Google Plus, and Brad's always there to talk, so it's always fun if you're on Google Plus. Love to do a Google Hangout one day with you.
I'm not sure if I get that Google Plus.
Oh, it's great. I love it.
Yeah.
So much fun. Yeah, I mean, it's a little too much Tom Bricker on there, but otherwise it's really good.
I didn't know the words too much in Tom Bricker went together.
Tom Bricker.
did you see the Halloween screensavers he posted on the Twins blog?
Great.
Oh my god, those were amazing.
Yeah. Maybe he took them with a Polaroid or something.
I think he used an Instamatic, actually.
Instamatic. Last call of the evening is from Connecticut. Hello, Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Well, kind of. It's Robin. I've relocated to Florida, so now I'm in the Sunshine State.
Cell phone.
Little confusion.
Yes, still have the old number. Haven't gotten rid of it yet.
And AT&T.
Cool.
My question is, let's see, going back, I talked to a gentleman who visited Hollywood Studios quite often years ago, and he had talked about a 3D or 4D hearing room that you can go in.
Sensational.
Sensations.
Mike Newell, cue up the audio.
Welcome to Sensation.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Is that still available? Does that still exist?
The booths, so there's actually two places, go ahead, there are two places in Walt Disney World you can get this.
Matt? Yeah, the Sound Station, it's still there. All of it's still intact. When Sounds Dangerous is actually open, which is rare these days, yes, you can experience it. But when it's not, like most of the time, then it's neither are Sound Stations or the sound booths.
He was giving me directions of where to look for it and where to find it. And I'm like, God, I don't think that's there anymore in the same location. You're near the exit of Hollywood Studios.
No, it's the exit to the Sounds Dangerous is where that. But are there not sound booths also in the Animal Kingdom at Conservation Station?
Okay.
Are they the 3D ones though?
To that, Len, I would say if a tree falls in Animal Kingdom but no one's around to hear it, does it?
Does it make a noise? Yeah.
I wasn't aware of those. But it's not, right, it's not the same audio. It's a different audio. But I wasn't aware of that. It's interesting.
Is something worth definitely trying to check out at some point? I mean, is it one of those those Disney magical experiences that you would definitely want to do, or is it something that's just from years ago that they kind of have left around?
It's more left around. I think Mike Dole plays them on Mouse World Radio. On the
you sound like you're not sure.
I'm trying to think of which one it's on. Is it on which?
Well, it's on. It's definitely on Studio Central Radio.
It is
the stuff.
Yep.
Is it? Is it really?
Yep. Oh yeah. I hate that track, but it's on there.
Why do you hate it?
I've just heard it so many times.
I was on a plane listening to the Polynesian loop for 45 minutes today.
Oh, that's a great loop, though. I could listen to that all day long.
The war chant, the war drums.
Yeah. Oh, God. My feet are sweating now just thinking about it.
It's a great track.
Well, thank you guys for the information. I gotta check it out sometime if I can hopefully find it when it's open.
Next time you're at the Animal Kingdom, go to a conservation station and find the booths.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Cool. Thanks, Rob. Well, that's going to do it for us today. I want to thank all our listeners. And don't forget our sponsor, touringplans.
We're sponsoring ourselves.
There you go. Yeah. Got a life of tequila. Touringplans.com is our sponsor for today's show. And you know what? Touringplans.com, you may have heard it a couple times in the show. They're a great resource to help you get around those large crowds that are Walt Disney World. No matter when you're going, doesn't matter. You can go the slowest time of the year. There's still going to be lines. And let's face it, we all want to see the most popular attractions, right? Toy Story Midway Mania, Soarin', Splash Mountain, Space Mountain. Regardless of what they are, you know, we all want to ride them a lot of times. And Touringplans.com has the tools to help you ride all those rides you want to see without waiting in those long lines, because they're awful. No one wants to wait in line. We just want to ride them. Touringplans.com is that resource. Check them out right now at touringplans.com. And again, want to thank all our listeners for joining us on our October live show. I had a lot of fun talking with all of you, and some great questions, great comments, and of course, many thanks to our esteemed panel, Mike Newell, Len Testa, and the fabulous Annette Owens, who's on Twitter now.
Hey, we remembered me.
At Fabinette.
Fabinette. And don't forget, save the date in February. It's going to be February 25th, 26th, 27th, 2012, the 1,000th episode Bonanza, and a.k.a. Tequila Fest, a.k.a. Matt Fest. So we're looking forward to checking that out, and there'll be more details like that coming down the pipeline for you.
And the
last
next slide.
Call for reunion. don't forget the last call, because those rooms, that group space that we're holding, we're losing that on the 31st, so if you're wanting that last room for reunion, you need to come on and get it.
If you want those rates, you got to act now.
Act now.
That'll do it for us today. If you want to find our older episodes, read our shows, or send us your comments, you can visit us online at wdwtoday.com. For Len Testa, Mike Scoba, Mike Newell, and the fabulous Annette Owens, I'm Matt Hotchberg. We'll see you on the next live show.
Stupid Judy, stupid energy.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.